How will I go down in the books if I contract COVID-19? That is a question that one transgender woman in Rochester has been asking, since noting that the gender data on infections is limited to male or female. As WXXI's Noelle Evans reports, that is changing in New York State.
Penny Sterling is a trans woman. She says that since March, when the first COVID-19 cases were reported in Monroe County, she was struck by a detail. The reports were broken down by a gender binary, male and female. It left her with an unsettling question. If she died of the coronavirus, how would she go down in the records?
Would they let me be the gender that I am, or the gender that I was assigned at birth? Because I had very strong feelings about that. And furthermore, what about the non-binary folk?
Monroe County Public Health Commissioner Dr. Michael Mendoza says that the data's limitations come from New York State.
This all rolls up to the state surveillance system, which has sex, male or female. And obviously we know that that's not a limited way of looking at a demographic, but that's all we get.
However, those limitations are in the process of changing. Milo Primo, an LGBTQ civil rights attorney, had been working on a case to change client Aisha Cruz's birth certificate to the non-binary gender X. Primo's lawsuit was filed in March, just before the courts closed in response to the surge of COVID-19 cases. So it sat for about 3 months until the courts reopened and it was assigned to a judge.
Almost immediately, I got a call from the assistant attorney general who was representing the state, saying that no worries, that they would change Aisha's birth certificate, and also the vital records had updated their policy.
The state attorney general's office confirmed that the state vital records department's policy was changed. That shift then created a chain reaction for the state health department. With a third gender legally recognized statewide, the COVID-19 records, as well as other health records, can expand to include more people who do not identify as male or female. Erin Silk with the New York State Department of Health says that by including gender X, barriers to accessing healthcare services based on gender will be removed. Silk also says that the health department is committed to expanding data collection to include gender X in all areas. The goal, she says, is to update the form that the state lab uses for sample analysis to include non-binary and transgender options. It's unclear when New Yorkers will see this change. While it's the first time the state will include this new data, it's not the first time this issue has come up with communicable diseases. Primo says that with HIV and AIDS studies in the past, there wasn't an accurate account of the impact on trans men and women.
When folks are not counted accurately as being at risk or being affected by communicable diseases, what that means is that there's an entire community that is not being properly outreached to and served in a way to make sure that they're getting the services and the treatment that they need.
Sterling says that while she finds the change encouraging, she wants it to take effect retroactively so that everybody tested could be accurately identified.
If the transgender population is not counted, if the non-binary population is not counted for the first 6 or 7 months during the first wave of the pandemic, how are they going to know how it was affected? And how are they going to know how to set policy going forward?
Noelle Evans, WXXI News.